This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and this message is an audio message of a message that was published back in 1994. This happens to be the year, this is January of the year 2024, which is close to 30 years from the time that this message was published. The reason why I say this is because there may be some references that I make during this message that are not relevant for today, but they were relevant back in the time when this message was first published. Of course, now all of God's word is relevant yesterday, today, and forever. That will never cease. But when I use certain examples of dates and times or certain things that happen in the news, because I'm reading this message word for word, basically, there may be things in there that you may not know happened, or say that, well, yeah, that happened decades ago or something like that, but you'll get the idea, and I'll bring it up to your remembrance if I come across anything in the message. But anyway, this message for November 1994 is taken from the Bible scripture of St. Mark, chapter number 10, and verse number 15. And we'll find these words recorded. This is Jesus speaking. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. The title for this message, It's Time to Get Foolish. It's time to get foolish. The dictionary says that foolish is a term for an act that shows a lack of good sense. The Bible says that the thought of foolishness is sin. You can find that in Proverbs chapter number 24 and verse number 9. So why, you might ask, am I saying that we need to get foolish? Well, to answer that question, we need to look at what is foolishness in man's eyes and what is foolishness in God's eyes. Believe me, there is a big difference. First, to man, anything that is not founded on what man considers as being acceptable behavior is foolishness. And how does man come to the conclusion of what is acceptable behavior? Well, it usually stems from the amount of education or experience that one acquires over the years of their life. After centuries of existence on this planet, man has used what he has experienced in forming the parameters of what is acceptable and unacceptable behavior. Education or experience tells us that certain things like sticking a fork in an electric socket is dangerous. Drinking and driving is dangerous. Playing with a loaded gun is dangerous. On and on it goes. Now, if a person engages in these activities, he is most certainly labeled as doing something foolish. But the danger aspect of it isn't the only thing that is considered foolishness. It's foolishness to throw your hard-earned money away. Many people do that all the time by gambling. Investing in a company that is steadily losing money is the same thing. Now, my point is this. Anytime a person does something that they know is going to cause themselves to be looked on as not having good sense is being foolish. So, man has determined what behavior is foolish and what is not. On the other hand, God has set parameters on what he considers to be foolish and what isn't. And let me tell you, it is quite different in many aspects from what man says. First, we see that rejecting God by not believing in him is foolishness. You can go to Psalms chapter number 14 and verse number 1. And in that same book, chapter number 53 and verse 1. This one point, rejecting God, carries with it the inference that anything that God says you should do and you don't is foolishness. By the same token, if God says don't do something and you do it, that too is foolishness. In certain things, man and God agree. Certain things are dangerous, and it doesn't take divine revelation to know to stay away from them. Throwing money away is another thing that is compatible with man and God. In other words, if you're throwing your money away, that's foolishness on both levels. God and man agree on that. However, where man and God part ways is when it comes to recognition of God and obedience to him. You see, when faced with problems in life, man attempts to solve them based on his own education and experience. That education and experience usually lacks a recognition of God. This is because over the past few decades, our educational system, basically public, talking about public schools and colleges and universities, has made great strides in removing what many educators as well as government calls religion from their institutions. As a result, our children and most parents that were brought up in these schools have a mindset that tells them that they don't need to believe in some ridiculous figment of man's imagination, talking about God, to solve their problems. because they have a way that works. This, my friend, is rejecting God. This is foolishness at its height. When man becomes wise in his own sight, he has become foolish in God's sight. Why? Because if any one of us had a life-threatening situation facing us, we would seek the most knowledgeable source of that's possible to get a solution, right? Well, man thinks he is the most knowledgeable source available. But man has only been here on this earth for about 6,000 years or so. God has been in existence for eternity. It is He that made us. He is the one that has control over everything that happens, and He knows everything that will happen in the future. Man doesn't even know what is going to happen the next second, let alone days, weeks, or years down the road without His help. In the subject verse, Jesus is telling the people that are listening to Him something a little strange. He is telling them to become as little children when it comes to receiving the kingdom of God, or they will not enter therein. Well, let's examine what He is telling them. Take a look at a child. They don't know too much. They don't know about environmental issues. They don't know about economics. They don't know about politics. They don't know about all of the complex matters that are driving adults crazy or bonkers. Drugs, AIDS, teen pregnancy, gay rights, abortion, and others are far from what is concerning them. All they know is that mom and dad are there to take care of them. Therefore, their total trust is in their parents. Therefore, if one of their parents tells them to do something, they will most likely do it without thinking about it. They have no knowledge of anything being dangerous or being foolish. If a parent puts a child on the porch and tells the child to jump off and they will catch them, the child will do it. Why? Because they have put their trust in their parents. They don't stand there and figure out all of the things that could go wrong. Children can do things that are cute, but if a grown-up does the same thing, they are made fun of. Why? Because when a person gets educated, they tend to look at these things as being stupid. Well, Jesus is saying in order for a person to enter into the kingdom of God, they have to forget their education and all of the experiences they have acquired over the years of their lives and put total trust in God. When God says do something, even though it seems to be stupid, do it. When someone does something to you and you want to curse them out or go off on them, God says, turn the other cheek. Do it. God says do good to them that do you wrong. Do it. There was a time when people prayed over their food before they ate it. Now, many of them have gotten away from it because it seems silly. But with all of the chemicals, bacteria, and the like going around, you need to get back to it. I dare say that many of the people that get sick from eating bad food would not have gotten sick if they had prayed over the food first. Why do I say that? Mark chapter 16, verse number 18 says, if they drink, we can put in eat as well, if they eat or drink any deadly thing, this can also mean, like I said, mean eat, it will not hurt them. I am foolish enough to believe that. On the more serious side, God says that the wages of sin is death. You want to know why we are having so much trouble with crime, drugs, teen pregnancy, and the like? It is all because we have departed from what God says we should be doing. Fornication and adultery are sexual sin. Today, a person that calls them that is made fun of. Man says there is nothing wrong with it. Yet, we wonder how to control unwanted pregnancies and the spread of AIDS and other diseases. To capsulize it all, obedience to God is, in man's eyes, foolishness. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 27. Trusting in man's way is, in God's eyes, foolishness. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 19. Now I'm going to add a couple of other verses here. A couple other scriptures here. Both of them are in Proverbs. Proverbs 14 and 12 and Proverbs 16 and 25. Both of them say the same thing, and that is, there is a way that seems right unto a man, to mankind, but the end thereof are the ways of death and destruction. All of these things tie in together. When you put your total trust in God, He will begin to open up the kingdom to you so that you can begin to see what I am trying to say in this short space. What I am saying may seem like total nonsense to you, but look at the record. Everything that man tries to do that flies in the face of what God says is falling apart. But those things that are built on what God says are still standing, and they're standing strong. If you ask me, you are going to be foolish in someone's eyes. Why not be foolish in man's eyes? Trust in God's way. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing this message out. I hope you got something from that. And remember, the choice is all up to you. You can either do things man's way or do things God's way. You're going to be looked at as being foolish one way or the other. I'd rather look foolish in man's eyes than to be looking foolish in God's eyes, because I know what's coming at the end, which, if you know that, then that's more incentive for you to get in line with God. So this is Evangelist George McTyre closing out this message and saying, may God bless you and your families real good. Until next time, good day.